Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm a colleague with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% will vote.
Thank you, sir. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
65.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. What about Carter Schools?
What was that?
The Carter Schools.
I don't understand what you're saying. Sorry. How do you spell it?
Yeah, C-H-A-R-T-E-R.
Oh, I'm not for charter schools, so I would say about 20.
Thank you. What about woke culture or wokeism?
Woke means you have more understanding. I'm all for people having more understanding.
At the U.S. Department of Education?
90%. Now that the crazy lady is out of office, it used to be at Amway.
I understand. And what about Moms for Liberty?
2.
Thank you.
Fascist organization.
Thank you, sir. And what about public schools teachers?
I'm sorry, you said Providence school teachers?
Yes, sir.
I don't know anything about that.
Thank you. What about National Education Association, or NEA?
75%.
Thank you so much. What about Donald Trump?
2.
In public schools.
I'm sorry, what was that last one?
Public schools.
Private schools?
Yes, sir.
I'd say probably 45%.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say that private schools are probably pretty good. You want a number on that?
No, just if you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Well, I think the schools themselves are fairly good. What I'm not in favor of is public money helping a student go to private school to avoid going to public school.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Develop critical thinking skill from 0 to 10.
I would say probably 6.
Thank you. What about be ready for higher education like college?
Well, you know, that's a more complicated question for the students that are on the right track. They do a pretty good job, but they probably don't do a great job for students that might get in but don't have the necessary home life or background or training at home to be able to make it in college.
Okay. And if you put it in a number from 0 to 10, which would be?
Well, you know, they do a good job with the students that are going to college, so I would say probably a 6.
Thank you, sir. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
I would say probably a 5.
Thank you, sir. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
Probably 6.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Well, you know, if you had asked me this several months ago, I probably would have said 7. But now that the governor of Florida and the Florida legislature and other legislatures throughout the South are trying to change history, and not let students or teachers talk about some of the reality of what our U.S. history has been, I would say probably 4 now, because the teachers are handcuffed, not because they're not willing to do it.
I understand.
And the students, unfortunately, the students don't know what they're not getting.
Okay. And what about develop social skills?
I would say probably a 6 or 7, but, you know, the loneliness culture of talking to people through chatting is working against it. So it's a difficult thing.
Thank you, sir. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education?
You say locations?
I will repeat the question. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Public school education, okay. I thought you said location. I would say probably just enough.
Thank you so much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you, sir. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, 100%. And I alluded to that before when I said the legislatures and governors, especially DeSantis, is leading candidate there. They're making it political because they want to take the rest of us back to the 1950s when white people knew everything and everybody else just needed to shut up.
I understand. Thank you, sir. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all? Okay, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. You agree or disagree?
I disagree. They should feel uncomfortable knowing what their ancestors did to people to enslave them. and then they can move on to live a better life and be more empathetic.
I understand. Thank you so much. The next one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You agree or disagree?
I think you said that individual parents should not be able to. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Like the lady that got the came home, the child complained about a book. She was a friend of the school board, and they got that book removed from the school almost immediately. I don't think one parent should have that much power at all. They don't like it. Tell their kid not to check it out.
I understand. Thank you so much, sir. The next one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree?
1,000% agree.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me where you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one says, increasing teacher pay. Support or oppose?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergartens through 12th grade public schools.
I'm a little bit torn about that one. I would say I would somewhat support that.
Thank you.
But it has to depend on the circumstances.
Okay, thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TAFR certification and licensing requirements.
You know, that's a good question. If it's meant to, elevate the abilities of the teachers, elevate the credentials of the teachers that are there, then I would say strongly support. If it's meant as a way to cherry pick who they don't want, then I strongly do not support it. So, you know, part of the problem is how the question is asked.
Okay. Thank you so much. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I strongly do not support that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public school. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some statements that others might make about education in America. From 0 to 10, you can tell me if it is convincing or not convincing at all. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you?
10.
Thank you, sir. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the book's targets included LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is?
10.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me where you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much, sir. Just a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married or married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
You could say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say very liberal. And I've become more liberal as I've gotten older.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you, sir. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born against evangelical or fundamentalist Christians applies to someone in your household?
Someone in my household.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you, sir. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban.
Thank you, sir. We conclude the survey. Thank you so much for your time and your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Well, thank you. And by the way, I thought the questions were pretty good. There were a couple of them that I think, and I enjoy talking about them. I think about these things pretty deeply.
Okay.
You know, I teach my employees critical thinking skills because it helps them understand that sometimes things don't happen the way they plan. They just happen, but they got to figure out why. But anyway, I thought most of the questions were pretty good and straightforward. There were a couple of them that I thought belied the complexity of the situation. I can't remember the ones I made notes as I told you things as we went through. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty good survey. I hope it's you're able to get enough of respondents to get a statistical you know, a statistical conclusion, and that whatever it's used for good purposes.
Okay, thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We do appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.